Wow, wow, wow. Isaiah 60. This was awesome when I read this. It says, "Rise up in splendor and be radiant, for your light has dawned. And Yahweh's glory now streams from you." Ha ha. "Look carefully. Darkness blankets the earth, and thick clouds covers the nations. But Yahweh arises upon you, and the brightness of his glory appears over you. Nations will be attracted to your radiant light, and kings to the sunrise glory of your new day. Lift up your eyes higher. Look all around you and believe. For your sons are returning from far away, and your daughters are being tenderly carried home. Watch as they all gather together, eager to come back to you." Ooh, when I read that, I was like, that's for us. So, Father, I thank you for Isaiah 60. Lord, I thank you and praise you that your glory is upon us. It's rising up big inside of us. We thank you, Lord, that you're drawing our sons and daughters home to come back into your kingdom, Lord, because that's your perfect will. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you wherever they are. We call them back in right now in the name of Jesus. We call back the sons and daughters that aren't saved yet. We call back all the unsaved in Easton and the surrounding area in the Lehigh Valley. We call them home. Come back into the kingdom. Touch them, Holy Spirit. Touch them with your fire. Ooh, glory. Let the glory rise up. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Wow. Very quiet in this Presbyterian church. I guess it's okay, huh? Huh? Oh, you're soaking in the anointing. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings right now. I guess, Carla, you're the only one here today. If you need an envelope, raise your hand. She'll give you an envelope. If you want to give through a debit or credit card, Matt is getting back to the desk there. And the Lord told me to read Psalm 103 this morning also about our benefit package. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that we can enjoy them. You know why? Because our youth is being renewed as the eagle. I love God's promises. Amen. As they're receiving the tithes and offerings this morning, I just want to lift up Annette. I see she was going to try to come today. I guess she's still not there yet from her operation. And others are away, conferences, and or I don't know, whatever. So let's lift up all the ill this morning. Lord, we just thank you and praise you that by the stripes of Jesus, these people are healed. Annette, other people that need healing in their bodies. I notice that George has been absent for a while. So Lord, if he needs to be healed today, Lord, and anyone else that we don't see, Lord, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, we thank you for healing our friends, our family, our loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, set them free from sickness, disease, pains, everything that's not of you, Lord. Let it go in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, need a few more minutes. You do? Oh, okay, I'll hold this. Yeah.
So I had two words for us. One is that we talk about the armor of God and the belt of truth. Part of that belt of truth is hope, and hope and trusting that God's word is true. And then the other thing is that when we stand on the truth of God's word and we strike down our enemies with it, we release the angels to come then fight for us. We have to make that stand and have that trust and that hope, and then we get help. So we have to take the first step and be strong and stand.
Very good. Yes. His word will never return void. It has to do what it says as we believe it. His word is meant for us to believe, not to try to figure it out. Or not look at what we see all the time as fact, but God's word is fact. Yes, all of us that like to analyze things, and some of us are there, right? Always trying to figure it out. Yep. Really? Well, the enemy, you know, he comes in like, you know, a flood. But God raises up a standard. You know what he was telling me? I'm going to sink the ship. Well, you know what? He's not gonna. Even if there's one person left in this building, we are not going down. Amen. Yeah, not only is he trying to destroy the food pantry, you know, he shut them off so they, you know, don't have any funds to pay their rent, so that's money there. You know, he's trying to work the whole thing. He's nervous, you know why? Because something big is going to happen. We got to just stick in there, right? And not fall apart. We can't go by what we see. Oh, am I preaching your message? Oh, the introduction? Oh, okay. All right, we're ready to pray for the tithes and offerings. So, Lord, we thank you for the increase that you give us, Lord. Even it's a little bit or a big amount, Lord. We're thankful for everything that you give to us, Lord. We thank you for this whole season that we're going to be turning around and we're going to crush the enemy's head like he's never been crushed before. And, Lord, we thank you as we enter this season of joy and of harvest, Lord. We're going to see the saved, healed, delivered, and preaching the word of God. So, Lord, set this place on fire. Start with us and let it spread just like Catch the Fire in the 90s, Lord, in the Jesus movement, in the healing movement. Let it all come together. Woo! You're right. Be released in the name of Jesus, and our finances increase. And you said in the last days that the wealth of the nations were going to come to us. Woo! So, Lord, we thank you that the wealth is coming into those hands that need to prosper the kingdom. That's what it's all about. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Okay. Schedule. Different things that are happening. Okay. The food pantry asks for people to bring in clean plastic bags that we get from the stores because they're going to stop that soon. And we'll have to bring our own bags to the food stores. So we're not going to be able to do that to feed the community. So there's a box in the back, so bring in your clean plastic bags that you have shoved everywhere possible because you got so many of them. So bring them here. Yeah. Yes. Okay, you want to just lift that up right now? Because we share a little bit, because a lot of people don't know what we're talking about.
All right. They try to hide stuff that they're passing, and they try to do it quickly. So there's bills going, it didn't pass to Pennsylvania, but if they get it to the Senate and it passes, then they can pass it. But what it is, it's pro-abortion, and it has many amendments in it, so it would, there would be no more counseling. So if someone goes in for abortion, they can rush them right to the table. Records will be hidden. Doctors don't have to, if something happened during abortion, they're not going to be liable. They could take people over state lines that are underage to get abortions. It takes everything away that we've been fighting for. And it didn't pass, thank God, but now they're still trying to push it tomorrow, I believe, is how fast they're going to get it. So let's just pray against that. Father God, we know the enemy's working hard this season. It's the season where he doesn't seem to have to work as hard because his little minions are doing their things. But we have a God that's greater, and we have a body that is greater. So we just thank you, Lord, that what was hidden in the darkness was exposed, that we can come against it. So we just speak life right now. And for these children, we're standing up for children that can't fight for themselves, Father God. We're fighting for the innocent, Lord God. You know, we're not even the whole end of what the women are going through. We understand it's not easy for some. But, God, you have a way for them to get out of that. And we pray that way will not be blocked by people that are worried about their pockets or worried about a political agenda. It's not about politics. It's about life and blood sacrifices. It's no wonder they're fighting this time of the year. A blood sacrifice is what they want. So we just block that right now and just release supernaturally. Lord, there are strong Christians that we got voted in there in that White House and in Harrisburg. And there's a battle between. That's why there's such political parties fighting and the funds are stopped. It's more than about the funds. It's a political battle right now and a spiritual battle. So we just come right now and we speak strength to people to rise up and vote and not worry about who gave them money to vote a different way. We just speak life, and you take this, Lord. Amen.
I also heard to break the spirit of murder and the spirit of death right now. We break that spirit of murder and the spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the root, and we say you're off assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you are not going to kill, steal, and destroy any longer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, back to business here. Okay, plastic bags. If you have a lot of them, bring them in if they're clean and put them in that back box. Okay, what else? Continue to pray for the food pantry truck that has not been satisfied yet about what we're going to do. And then the battery went on it this week too. So it just, you know. So we pour the blood of Jesus all over that truck right now, inside and out. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to keep it running until we get a new one in Jesus' name. If you want us to feed the poor, Lord, we need a truck in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, what else do we have here? We have Samaritan Purse. If you're interested in doing that, well, the information is on the back table and also on the side wall. And there's boxes there that you could take to fill up for the children. And that's due November 16th. Is that a Sunday? November 16th? Is it? Okay. All right. And then Craig and Jeannie are starting choir sign-ups for, they're looking for homeschoolers who would have their kids join a choir, and that's for ages, grades, what, 8 to 12? So if you're interested in that, see Craig and Jeannie, and if you have any questions about the Samaritan Purse, you can ask Carla. Okay? Also, we had to put a barrier up on Lehigh Street because there was a lot of misses of people getting run over by cars because they drive through here like it's a highway, okay? And so, unfortunately, we had to do that, but we talked about it, and what we would like to do, hopefully soon, is put a gate up instead of that chain, because the chain is very hard to take down and put up all the time. Eric said it's just not a good whatever. But anyway, we would like to have a gate. So we're looking for that, and we have a lot of things in the background that we want to do but it takes money. So as God provides, we're going to get banners put out there, the gate, new sign, paint the pole. We're going to want to do all kinds of stuff. Okay, so just believe God with us that these things will come. Because people don't even know this is a church here, to be honest with you. They drive by, they don't see it. So we have to give them something to look at and look. Oh, that's a church? I didn't know that, you know. So anyway, okay, coming up soon, which is next Sunday, Ed Cowens will be with us at 10:30. Got a few claps, Ed. Okay, and then December 7th, Dean Braxton will be back with us, and he's been all over the world, man. He's got a lot of stories, I bet, to tell. So we're looking forward to that, and then we're really looking forward to December 14th, our Christmas party luncheon, and Matt and Rita will be hosting that, and we'll have a good time, and that's a good time to invite people out, you know, to come and have lunch with us and just have some fun. And as it gets closer, we'll have a sign-up sheet in the back for that also. Okay, well, praise the Lord. We got a guest speaker this morning. Steve is going to preach. Yay, Steve.
Morning. Well, just so you know, I'm no Annette. I'm pretty straight with my notes, so I might go off a little bit. But yes, I'm nervous. And the message is going to be seasons of shift. So for me to even speak, it's a shift for me. And I'm nervous. I don't like it. I like to share what God has for us. But I like Joyce Myers. She says, do it afraid. So that's what I'm doing. So God, I'm going to pray right now that what you want to come through this message, Lord, come through my flesh. Anything that's flesh, drop it by the wayside. And what is you, have it stick. All right. Amen. It's all right to be nervous, because then God works through me better. Yes. And there was a time when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Give me the mic. I want to come up and preach. And the Lord never let me. And then I matured and says, I don't want to do that. And God's like, now you got to do it. Yeah, we all know that. Okay. Deja works really well, and I'm very grateful for Deja. The verses are going to be a little bit different because I have to change it up for her, so it's not as easy. But I'm going to be reading New King James. It's kind of my version I like. And for the system, it'll be King James up on the screen. So it'll be a little different, but you'll get the thing. All right, I want to start off with, so it's going to be about seasons, which is kind of cool because I'm going to wrap up everything that we see going on in the spirit and in here at the Father's house and kind of out there, but more focused in here. And we're in an autumn. It's a new season. So let's read in Ecclesiastes 3. And you might not know it by heart, but if you think of the birds, the group, you'll know the scripture. Okay. So Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. I'll give Asia a second. Very good. Okay, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, and a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. So I wrote, we need to understand that there's timings and seasons that God has ordained for our lives, our ministry, cities, and nations. But as I'm sure Karen has her notes, and then all of a sudden God pops something different in her head towards it. So as I read this, I'm like, everything God has done and created, it's constantly changing. So even the universe, the scientists have said, it's never going to stop. It's like we're in our solar system, we're spinning, but as we're spinning, we're still moving, and it's all held together. So when your life just seems so much change, God's still holding it together. But it's still change, and he knows we need change. But as this verse goes, and I've done this, so I'm preaching to myself. I could have a mirror here, and I would be comfortable because I'm talking to myself. But often we try to reap when we're supposed to be planting. We plant when we're supposed to be harvesting. We run when we should be resting. And we rest when it's time to run. So even doing the right thing at the wrong time may cause us to miss it. So we have to discern the times. So let's go to 1 Chronicles 12:32. And I cheat because I write the page numbers down for me. Part of that's because the enemy likes to confuse us. And I'm glad everybody that's here, because you're not here by accident. So there's something that is here for you to read, to hear. Okay, 1 Chronicles 12:32. The sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. The sons of Issachar, they had the ability to discern the times, to know what Israel should do. So when they were understanding the times, and he gave them insight what to do, and it was a key to take proper action. And it's nice if we all get that, but we don't. Well, it's nice we have a shepherd who does. So she's understanding the times, and we have to help her get through it. So now let's go to Daniel 2:20. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings, and he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who are understanding." We need to recognize when we're in a new season, it's actually right before you get that new season, it's what we call a shift, and it's from God. So we needed to recognize the divine shifts of seasons in our lives, moments when God changes the times and the seasons. Okay, let's go to Isaiah. I'm going to read three verses that speak of God's change or shift into a new season. So I'm going to do Isaiah 48:6. Am I going too fast? Sometimes I go too fast when I get nervous. Okay, thank you. You might be partial, though. Okay. It says, "You have heard, see all this, and will you not declare? I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them." Let's go to Isaiah 43:19. "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I don't know who it was, but I just felt that hit somebody, so I'll read it again. "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I'm not going to explain that, but I think that really hit somebody. Let's go to Isaiah 42:9. "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them." Spring forth in these verses is talking about, it's marking a shift in time. It's like a point. Something new is spring forth. God asks, will you not be aware of it? God often waits until the last moment to move, doesn't he? But what's really neat when it happens, it's a suddenly. It could be 20 years, but when the answer comes, it comes suddenly. That's for you, Brett. Seriously. You're sudden. I know you've heard, it's almost here. Almost here. I want to end this message. I'm going to play a video, and it's going to hit me when I seen it. And some words, like, you see somebody else that can say it much better than you. So that's why I'm going to say this video for the end. Kind of an encouragement. So this must be important because I get little asterisks. Don't give up. Don't give up. Me too. Your shift into your new season may be closer than you think. Yes. In the New Testament, okay, I'm going to get a little bit like Ed here. So you have to follow along because it even took me a while to understand it. And I had to talk to my beautiful wife to help me understand what I was even saying. So, Father, let this go out so it sinks into what you're saying. Okay, in the New Testament, there's two Greek words that are translated new, but they have different meanings. Maybe Ed might take this and run with it more. The word neos, N-E-O-S, means numerically new, but not different. Like, if you get a new car of a certain make and a model, you have a new car. But there's hundreds more that are like it. It's new, but it's not different. They're the same as the others, but it's new. Then there's the other Greek word for new is kainos, K-A-I-N-O-S. This means not only numerically new, but also qualitatively new. Example, to a car manufactured today as compared to a Model T back when they started, it's totally new. Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. About the Model T? Oh. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And this is definitely like we're going through a big shift ourselves, and we don't even know where we're going. Personally, myself and Carla, but we know that it's God, and I'll explain a little bit more with that because it'll make more sense. Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Where this is the new, and this is the kainos. We're totally new. We're new creations, and we're not just duplicates or replicas of something else, which would be the neos. So we are new in the sense of being totally different. You following along? It's going to get even better. It brought out this whole other verse to me. I think it's pretty cool, which is Matthew 9:17. It's nice to use an actual Bible sometimes instead of a tablet. And it sees a lot of notes from over the years in here. It's kind of cool. 970. Yes. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wine into the new wineskins, and behold, they are preserved. This comes up a lot around here because this is what God's actually doing. We're about to go into a new season, but to get there, we have to go through this change, which is the new wine. And sometimes it really stinks. So Jesus used both of the Greek words in this, which is really cool because I never realized this. When he said new wine, I thought, like, it's totally new wine. It's not. Jesus used both of these. When he referred to the practice of putting new wine into the wineskins, he said that the new, N-E-O-S, wine needed to be put into the kainos, K-N-I-O-S, wineskins. So the new wine in the Spirit is nothing different. It's just more of the same. But the Holy Spirit can't change or improve. So it's not qualitatively new wine. He desires to put more of himself into us, which is numerically new wine, so we can hold it. So although the wine isn't different, the wineskin needs to change. We, the wineskins, need to be kainos, or qualitatively new, so we can be filled with more of his spirit in us. We have to be transformed and changed from one season to another. I'm on my last page. And if we don't become different quantitatively new, we won't be able to hold this new wine that he's pouring out. We will miss this new season. And I got this from a book, some of this from the Dutch Sheets about seasons. And he talks about missing the train. So it's kind of like that. We could miss the boat, miss the train. But he gives us second chances, but we want to catch the first chance. So he puts us through a process of change so we don't miss this new season. So in order to prepare us for this new season, he changes us. He just dropped this in last night or this morning, I forget. But he's shifting us, and to do that, he has to sift us. So we're being sifted through the shifting. All right, let's put it into something that we can think about. So I'm going to bring this into what God's doing immediately now in the Father's house. He's asking us to do things different, and it hurts sometimes, but we have to trust him. So he gave a really cool example that I like about a lobster. Lobsters have to leave their old shells in order to grow. They need the shell for protection, though. If they didn't leave their old shells, this is where it's going to be ouch, but good for those that have stepped out. And this is what I'm thinking about Craig and Jeannie. God is so doing something with you guys. If you would have stayed in that old shell, you wouldn't have grown, and it might have become your casket. So you, right now, you went out without your shell, very vulnerable. You could have ran. Got offended, said, we're not going back to the Father's house, because I'm sure the enemy might have did that to your mind. So you were very vulnerable. The enemy's throwing attacks out because you don't have a shell on. But now, you cannot. Sometimes it's good to look back, like they said in the song, but don't get stuck back there. Sometimes you have to close a door to move on. So they had to leave their comfortable shell because God uses him. But God wants to use them more. And he couldn't do it if they weren't submissive to Karen. That's tough. You know, that's built into them. That music, that training, it's him. It's part of God in him. But now God's going to take it and do so much more with it. So what is God asking you to leave behind, to put aside? And it's not going to be easy. We have to take off our old shells. Look at God during this time. But you can't stay there or look back. Like Toronto, Brownsville, those were nice. But we can't keep looking back to what God did because he wants to do something new. And that wasn't revival. That was renewal. That was for the church. It was great. But what God wants to do now, he wants to do outside the doors. That's all I have. So I want to end with a video because... yeah, it's nice to hear that you're going into a new season, but what about that shift in time? In the long shift of season, Brad's been going through a long one. Me and Carla went through a long one, and he's shifting us. So what we put behind our corporate jobs. That was so hard to do because it's playing with our minds because, you know, now we got to rely on God, not our paychecks per se or our abilities that God gave us. So now we're in this... we don't have our shell on because now we're going towards this new one. So now we're vulnerable. But you know what? There's so many things that I had in me that I didn't know I had, and God's bringing them out. You know, I'm talking like psychological stuff I have to let go of, but I need to be pure and clean to move forward. So what the video is about is that season in between. God gave you a promise, but you keep feeling like you're not going to get it. Let this video speak more than I can. Okay, Deja.
in 25 years. And sometimes, when you get a promise, what you're believing for, you're believing for that, you got a promise from God about that. Sometimes, as soon as you get the promise, that gets worse. And really, sometimes you're believing for that, and God doesn't tell you how long it's going to take to get that. He just gives you a promise. He comes to Abraham and says, you're going to have a son, Abraham. God didn't say, hey, Abraham, you're going to have a son in 25 years. He just says to Abraham, you're going to have a boy. Abraham and Sarah's like, happy, believing there's going to be a boy in about 3 months. 11 years, still no boy. 19, 20, 24. His friends are making fun of him and thinking he's a fool. But the Bible says of Abraham, the longer it took, the stronger his faith grew. When you've got a promise from God, you've got something so precious, you can never let it go. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't you ever dare. You hold to it, even if you go to your grave with it. Because you never know how close you are. You may be a day away from it. You may be years. You don't know where that finish line is, but you got to hold to your promise. This past fall, my son-in-law showed me a clip of a football game. A team, I think they were Oregon. The team was Oregon. And this kid was running a play, and he was running for the touchdown. And I couldn't believe it because Casey plays it for me. He says, you got to see this play. It just happened that weekend. He says, you won't believe what happens. Just as the boy thinks he has crossed the field goal line thing, where the touchdown is, goal, he thinks he's crossed the line, and just at the finish line, he's running for his life, and just before he steps over to run, he thinks he's across it, and he drops the ball. And he's in this end zone thing, and all of his friends over here, and they're just high-fiving him, and they're beating each other on the chest, and the crowd's going crazy. And then this other team that they were playing see what happens, and they grab that ball like a pack of demons, and they take off running toward their field goal, and they score with a touchdown. Watch the screens.
Throwing here on third down. And he's going to throw it long. And he's got a man there on the run. Kalen Clay. Gone. Touchdown. Yards for the score. Well, he had 57 yards passing last week. What's going on the field here? Wait a minute. Joe Walker's in the end zone on the other end.
You know what? Kalen Clay dropped the football before he crossed the goal line. And the side judge...
Run that fumbled the ball prior to getting into the end zone. The ball was recovered by the defense. The play is under further review.
This will be interesting.
The side judge was watching it the entire way. Watch Kalen Clay before he crosses the goal line. He drops the ball clearly. What was he thinking?
Oh my goodness. What would have been a 79-yard touchdown is going to be a 99-yard touchdown in the other direction by linebacker Joe Walker.
And it's not like he's not been in the end zone. He's had four returns, three punt returns and a kickoff return for touchdown this year. That's unbelievable.
So Miss Karen is here to tell you something. When God gives you a promise, you're praying, you're seeking God, and sure enough, from heaven drops your word. And you've got a promise from God, that is something exceedingly great and precious. And listen, you don't know how far that line is for the finish line down there. But what I've come to tell you is when you got a promise from God, you have fasted, you have prayed, you have heard from God. Honey, you hold on to that promise and you cling to it for your dear life. And while you're running, you don't drop that ball for nothing in you. I don't care how tired you get. I don't care what. Listen to me. Listen to me. There's going to be some days. Listen, I'm telling you, there's going to be some days you're going to have your promise. And there's going to be some days you're going to feel like you can run through a trip leap over the wall. Woo! You're just full of faith. You're running for the end zone and you make it and it's hallelujah. There's other days. You got your promise from God. You've been running a while, baby. It's been a while. And there's some days you're just still hanging on to that promise, but you're not letting it go. And there's some days your run's going to get a little slow. Some days it's gonna be about like this, but God, I ain't letting go of my promise, God. Come on. Come on. I'm still holding on to my promise, God. Listen, kids. There's gonna be some days you got your word, you got your promise, you've been running for a while. And your running kind of slows down just a little bit, and you got people telling you, why don't you just throw down that ball? Why don't you just give up on that promise? You look like a fool. You still believe in God? You still believe in God for that? You're still saying you got hope that God's going to answer your prayer, and your run may look about more like this right here. And there's going to be days you're going to be holding on to your promise. And you say, God, I'm down, but I ain't giving up. God, come on, stay seated. Stay seated. You say, God, I'm down, but I'll never give it up. I'm not giving up my promise. God, let me tell you something. There's one more stage of faith that you're going to find in your walk with God. Now, I want you to remember Miss Karen telling you this. There's days you're running, and there's days you're crawling. And there's days you lay on your back, and you get to a place where you say, God, I've got my promise, but I'm out of strength. I can't even crawl no more. I can't even move anymore, God. But I'm not letting go of my promise. And I'm telling you, there's one more place in God you're going to find where He's going to come and He'll just take you right on over. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, get up on your feet. Oh.
Wow, Steve, you couldn't have done this. This is the most perfect time. Who needed to hear that today? Oh my, the week I had, that's what I looked like. And he's telling me to listen to a Karen. I have to listen to myself. And then I get a phone call. This girl calls me up, gets blasted from the Holy Spirit, on fire, and it brought all the things back. Sometimes we have to think about the good memories. Remember when John Arnott used to call up everybody and say, what did the Holy Spirit do? Come on up, Meg. This girl is on fire. I told her, don't allow anybody to put your fire out.
Woo, okay, this is unreal. And thank you for holding my hand like my mom. I need this right now because it's been like a new birth. I actually have to close my eyes to just really take this all in because it's a lot. It's too much for me and it's not me. This is all the Holy Spirit. It's something He had in me since I was a child, and it's just all coming out. There was a lot that I went through, but that's not important now. Thank you, Lord. It's not important anymore. Satan is a liar, and he has no power under the name of Christ Jesus. Every tongue will confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is King. Every tongue will confess. Where's this coming from? Okay, this is a thank you, Father God. So I'm okay, I promise. Okay. I'm okay. Okay, just be ready for things to get weird. I'm just gonna say this. Just do not be scared. I love you guys. You guys are like my family. This is really weird. I know. I'm an unleashed person. I know, but yeah, but not to society. This is the type of stuff that they think you're, you know, a little cuckoo and crazy. So, whew, but I'm not. And I'm not crazy. Thank God. Okay. I'm normal in Jesus. I'll get to my point. I promise. Okay. Whew. Okay. My point is that this is the time. This is the season. This is what we've all been waiting for. And it's going to get weird. And there's no other way I can put it into like human words except like our presence and the Holy Spirit is going to download to every person that he, since the beginning of time, new revelations and mysteries that have always been there but have been unlocked because of certain high order of demons that have no power now, they are going to be so scared. We have to be so ready. It's going to get weird. I'm telling you, because you're going to see people like me that look, you know, all black and weirder than that, because I have friends that look weirder than me. So I just be prepared. Don't look at the surface. Don't look at the surface. Just ask God to help them heal, because my generation, there's a lot of satanic stuff that happened in my generation, and Satan is going to, he's going to get all that's coming to him, because God is furious. He's infuriated at what's happening. And it's all been the left, the right, the this, the that. Who cares now? It's the body of Christ. It's the body of Christ. And we are all the body of Christ. And it's going to be unleashed. And everyone's going to get it, that you just got to position yourself. Position yourself just for God's love. There's no shame. There's no guilt. It's God's love to just receive it. It's going to feel really weird. And it's going to have to go through your natural mind. It's going to have to go through everything you've ever learned in your life. You're going to have to unlearn everything, basically, and just be prepared, just to be prepared to receive something really different, and that it's the most beautiful thing you could ever receive in your life, because it's the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's a person, and he's living inside of us, breathing. He is alive, alive. He's bigger than any two-edged sword. I'm sorry. Woo.
Okay, she's got the fire. Well, that's what I wanted her to share. Share how it happened that you got this fire. Come here, come here. That's the point.
I got it. God help me. Okay. What? Oh, okay. The fire. I'm telling you, it's the actual realization of the Holy Spirit as a person. Well, I didn't, okay, so I actually, this was all preparing, and this is how much he loves his children. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to put all this into words. It's a lot. This is how much he loves his children, okay? He just, right now, this is the season of just love, grace, and forgiveness that we all know in our heart what that is. But there's so many things in the world that perverted it, and that it's what it was really, it was demonic, but the world, the natural world, we keep things in that term. And there's a lot of things going on, but there's something that's going to happen with a particular, the best way I can describe it is it's a specific type of human being that God created just to show his light for such a time as this, because Satan was working so hard, and I was one of them, that you would not believe, but God is good. And Satan sucks. I'm sorry to say that like at church, but Satan sucks. And he's going to get everything that comes to everyone. Satan is a liar. All those things that they're telling your kids. I work in the kids' school system. God's just positioned me in ways that I could never dream that I've had since I was a kid. Sorry. I don't like crying in public. Okay, sorry. So all this to say, I know it's weird and it's a lot, but just know, just be ready for the unleashing of God and his love on your children. The dreams that you've had, they're coming. The dreams that you've had, they're coming. And just be, everything that you've ever known about your children, it's been from the enemy, and it's all deception. It's all counterfeit, but he has a specific type of presence and power that only can come through him, and he's bringing it to heal the land, to make way for the king, Thank you, Jesus. He's coming soon. He's making all things new. He's making all of us new and clean, and he's showing us all. So just be waiting and just be in alignment and ready to, just ready for it.
All right, I'll share, because she, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me speak this before, Meg, but like you feel something even though God didn't tell you, and you have a knowing. Well, I have a knowing what Karen went through in the Jesus movement. It's about to happen again. It's not hippies. It's the gay lesbian community. It's like a glory wave of these people are going to so fill the church. Can we handle it? That's what God's saying. He's got to change us so that we can handle it and meet their needs.
Okay, what happened when Meg, she's so full of the Holy Spirit, she can only think about what the Lord is showing her. But really, something happened to her supernaturally, that she received the fire of the Holy Spirit, and she started to get all this wisdom, and God was showing her all kinds of things that are going on, and her calling, and what she, he called her to do, and she's called to the youth, and she knows how to reach him, and she's just on fire right now. She can't even sit still. And this is going to happen to all of us. It's a suddenly, and he wants to use us, because there's so many damaged people out there that need healing and deliverance and to be set free from the enemy. And the enemy is very powerful in this area. I hate to say it, but there's a big stronghold here. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I love you, Pastor Karen. I don't mean to interrupt, because this is encouraging. It's important for you to know, too. Something that I have to share is that, yes, we know that the enemy has power, but right now we're in a season. God's showing his, like, that Satan's going. Like, he's, like, his time is up. And he hates the image of us, because we are made in the image of God. He hates us. So we have so much power, and we are filled, and we are ready for whatever comes. We won't be afraid. It might look like a horror movie. People might start manifesting demons in front of you, but you just don't be scared. Say, hi, Jesus loves you so much. Just wanted to let you know, like, have the best life ever, and you'll be good. God's got you. And they might look like they're going to kill you. I'm not trying to be funny or, like, disrespectful. I had this happen. I had this happen where this lady looked at me like she was going to murder me. And in my spirit, God was like, don't look at that, because this is the kind of stuff I dealt with. And I thought I was crazy because I loved Jesus, but yet there was such a hatred for him in my heart. And this is what's happening in my generation. Thank you, Lord. It's that they love Satan because they're programmed to love Satan. And it's false counterfeit. And I know this is a lot to take in, but they portray it as witchcraft. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not witchcraft. It's of the Holy Spirit. It is of God. And just know that your children are going to be set free. People that you have never thought in your life would be set free, that you're like, oh my gosh, they love Satan. Don't look at any of that stuff. That is all distraction from the enemy. Look and ask God, God, how do you see them? God, how do you see them?
Okay. So, yes, wonderful. Yes. No, we're going to be real strong, but yeah, that's a new wineskin. She's totally out of box. I was called by a couple of prophetic people that I'm going to be out of the box. So, that's probably why we're empty, because I'm out of the box. I'm not your typical, I listen to the Holy Spirit, okay? And you have to live in the Holy Spirit, especially in these days. You can't be without the Holy Spirit. So set us on fire, Lord. Set us all on fire. Like, how many would like to be touched by Meg today? Well, the glory is through her. It's not her. So I want her to come up, and if you want that touch, let it happen. Put on a little music, Eric.